Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia and Ukraine are trading accusations over the crash of a military transport plane that Moscow says was carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war and was shot down by Kyiv's forces. It was another heated episode of the information war that has been a feature of the conflict. Russia has called for an emergency meeting of the U.S. Security Council, while Ukrainian officials have called for a transparent international investigation. Meanwhile, the war in Ukraine continues. Reporting from Kyiv with the latest developments, correspondent Anna Chernikova has the latest developments.
In the early hours of January 25th, Russian forces conducted a massive drone attack on the city of Odessa and surrounding regions. Ukrainian Air Force confirmed the destruction of 11 of 14 of the drones that Russia sent. The city of Odessa suffered two strikes, a furniture factory was hit, and drone debris fell on residential buildings, causing significant damage. At least six people were reported injured. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made his last stop on his four-nation African tour Thursday with a visit to Angola, where he met President Joao Lourenço, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Blinken's four-nation tour of Africa began earlier this week and included stops in Cape Verde, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria. Following talks with the Angolan president in the capital, Luanda, Blinken Thursday told reporters the U.S.-Angolan relationship has reached new heights.
This is a historic moment for the partnership between the United States and Angola. Our relationship is stronger. It's more consequential, it's farther reaching than in any point in our 30-year friendship. And at this transformational moment, President Biden asked me to come to Luanda to help build on and accelerate our progress.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit VOA News.